Fiona, to start with yourself, where do you start with that first day out? But your players really, really responded.
They sure did respond, and I think it was a brilliant reaction considering we had lost the league final so comprehensively and we'd lost our Connacht title against Mayo a couple of weeks ago. So we regrouped, we kept everything simple, we worked very, very, very hard. The girls stuck to the game plan today and they got what they deserved in the end, which is a result against Cork. We were going after performance, we had key targets set, we had a very comprehensive game plan. The girls stuck to it, they backed us and we backed them, and we've got the result, which sets us up nicely for the tip game next weekend.
And Manus, that's exactly what you wanted as well. I mean, even we were commenting in the commentary box too, the composure from the players, especially in defence. Cork had a few moments, there was a few things to work on, but generally speaking the players stood up.
They did, and I suppose there's been a lot of hurt there from the league final and the Connacht final as well, like probably two underperformances really by Galway in their last two big games, like, and we probably used a bit of that, but we can't really use it as total fuel as well. We had to really regroup and get ourselves ready for the first round of the championship. And that's all it is. It's only still the first round of the championship that's played.
Yeah, and we have to take that into account too. Like, there's a big game coming up against Tipperary next week as well. But even Cork were coming in there, Fiona, you touched on it there as well. They were coming in as favourites by many people's eyes. But Galway, these Galway players out in the field didn't want to know about it.
Well, no, they didn't, and it didn't surprise me that Cork were favourites. I mean, I don't think they've been beaten since late February, early March this year. They've beaten Kerry, they had a great Munster campaign, a brilliant Munster final, and they came up here as favourites. But we had our own work done, we had our homework done on them, we had our own game plan. As I said, we stuck to it, the girls were very composed, and what I did like about our performance is we did make mistakes, and our reaction to our mistakes was excellent.
It was indeed excellent too, and Manus, just looking at the defensive side things as well, like, again, we mentioned players stepping up as well, blocking down ball, but also not being sucked in for the fouls. Karen Connolly, two fantastic saves from herself as well.
Oh yes, listen, Karen made two fantastic saves, and she was unlucky with the goal. It actually just came out of a rebound there to Kira Sullivan, and she was unlucky not to make the save again. But she made big saves in moments there, just especially early on in the first half when, you know, both teams are kind of feeling each other out there. But listen, the defensive work by the girls there was immense. Like, any ball that went in there, there was blocks, there was tackles, there was, you know, even if they fouled, they fouled. But the work rate from our girls was phenomenal, and, you know, I don't recall Cork creating any clear-cut goal chance, so that's a big improvement on our side of things too.
Yeah, outside the goal that they did get, I think it was only one moment there, but again the Galway defenders stood up tall as well. I forget, we were asking one or two questions with the substitutions, but boy they were. Kate Slevin, what a performance from her.
Yeah, Kate is a fantastic player. She came in, she knew the job she had to do when she came in, and she executed brilliantly. And again, the first free she got, she put wide, but her reaction, the next free she got and how she played in general play was excellent, so we're delighted with Kate.
Manus, there was some well worked. You could see the moves were done in the training ground as well. Triple weaving, as Eva Flaherty described in the commentary box as well. Tracy Leonard set up a few scores, but the players, just the link-up play was very, very good.
Oh yeah, it was very, very good. They've done a lot of good work in the training field, but we can't forget either that they're fantastic footballers anyways in general. Like, they play off their natural instincts as well, and if we can add just a small bits and pieces to that in training and to really help them take sell out there, it was phenomenal. But you know, some of the moves they pulled out there was fantastic. But you know, I look at the other side of the field, our work rate and our desire to get back was phenomenal.
Two questions before I let you go. Fiona, you mentioned it there as well. Of course, this is the first step of what we hope is five or so in total. There's a big game against Tipperary next week. And of course, there's no point in having a big victory in Pearse Stadium here today if we can't bring Galway back here for Northern Ireland quarterfinal.
Well, that'll be our target now, to head to Tip next weekend and to get a result down there. And that actually is a challenge for us. I know today is Saturday and we have our game the following Sunday. So it's quite a quick turnaround. And I see a lot of the girls walking in there with heavy legs, you know, calves pulling a little bit and so on, so we'll be expecting our medical department, our physios and so on, to put in a lot of good work with the girls and to get them in right shape for next weekend.
And Manus, finally, there was a great atmosphere in Pearse Stadium, looking at the young children playing there too, but of course the players in the field had to add to that too. They did. Great day out, and hopefully more to come.
Ah, listen, it's a fantastic day, and I think it's Galway's first time beating Cork in championship football as well, like, so it's a little bit of history for the girls to take as well. But again, there's nothing on the table in the dressing room, and we are just going to be focusing on Tipperary next weekend.